Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We want to share a little bit in God's news behind the news as we're seeing, we've been talking about these prophetic happenings and the fulfillment of prophecy daily. There's a lot of things happening in the world today, and it's amazing how these events that are unfolding are unfolding on, you know, strategically, it appears, on calendar of events, of things that are coming up. I mean, and just when America's guns are aimed at Syria and Russia is a supporter of Syria, Russia and its President Putin, guess what? It's the G20. Mm. And guess where they're meeting? Yes, in Russia. It's like, wow. Oh my goodness. Are we for real? So the leaders have just gathered in Russia for the G20 summit. And I want you to hear, I mean, this is talking about intense, you know, America and the president is getting ready to meet at the G20 in Russia. And he'll have time to, I believe, interact and speak to Putin. Interesting to see what all comes out of that. But I want you to listen to CBN as their report on the G20.
Summit. Syria is not officially on the agenda, but it's expected to dominate discussions. And back home, debate continues on whether the U.S. should intervene.
A tense moment for President Obama today as he faces off with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Putin backs the Assad regime and says the U.S. is lying about Syria's use of chemical weapons. He's warned President Obama not to take action in Syria without U.N. approval.
Only the U.N. Security Council could sanction the use of force against a sovereign state.
But the U.S. moves forward with its plans to punish Syria. President Obama monitoring the votes of lawmakers here at home and calling for a strong international response. At the same time, he's also trying to step back from his red line declaration that started him on the path to a U.S. strike.
I didn't set a red line. The world set a red line. The world set a red line when governments representing 98% of the world's population said the use of chemical weapons are abhorrent and passed a treaty forbidding their use even when countries are engaged in war.
Back in Washington, the Senate Foreign Relations Committee passed a resolution that would give the president the authority to strike Syria. But it's still unclear whether it can pass the full Senate or House. Wednesday, Secretary of State John Kerry tried to convince House members to vote yes.
The world is wondering whether the United States of America is going to consent through silence to stand aside while this kind of brutality is allowed to happen without consequence.
But some say it's already too late. Conservative writer John Fund slammed Obama for his, quote, pattern of indecisiveness. Fund wrote in National Review Online, Washington is abuzz with talk about how much President Obama has damaged America's credibility with his indecisiveness on Syria. Meanwhile, skepticism is still coming from both Democrats and Republicans.
I don't believe that we should have given up so easily on using the United Nations.
We haven't given
using
up.
Us. Yes, we have.
I see a horrible tragedy, but I don't see that our involvement will lessen the tragedy.
Meanwhile, in Syria, the brutal fighting continues. Al-Qaeda-linked rebels attacked a Christian village held by the Assad regime.
No doubt that what has happened in Syria is horrific. 100,000 people are dead, 100,000 plus. Not to mention that, I mean, we've seen video of children, women, men, that appear to have been gassed. I mean, that's horrific. But the question is, does America need to be involved in this? I mean, you have the Arab League that, you know, we've been sharing that, listen, they're huge. There's 19 to 22 countries that are part of the Arab League. Why are they not addressing Assad? Why are they rooting us on and taking action? And how is that a direct threat to America? There was a senator from South Carolina who spoke, I believe he's on the Foreign Relations Committee, And he lifted up a stack, Chris, a stack of 300 emails from his constituents. He said not one of them are in support of striking Syria. Not one of them.
Right.
And you have these guns that are aimed in the Mediterranean, these ships that are in the Mediterranean Sea, mm-hmm. that are aimed at Syria, which is, you know, you look geographically, it's a hat on top of Israel. You have these chemical weapons that are out there. What if they get hit? They have not completely, although they're saying that this is not involved boots on the ground, they have not completely ruled it out. There seems to be some sort of wiggle room that they want to put in there that in the event something happens, that they could get boots on the ground. And you think that the nature of war and the nature of striking a nation, listen, this has real huge significance. You don't know. There's so many unknowns to all of this.
Mm-hmm.
And the question is, do we need to be doing this?
Right.
Do we need to be doing this? And what I don't understand about this president, it's you know, we definitely, you know, he is obviously the set man because he says one thing and then does something else. And he says one thing and then he changes his mind. And he goes back and forth. He has Secretary John Kerry, many have said it's given the speech of his life when he laid out evidence and shared about what Assad has done with these chemical weapons to the point where you're hearing the speech, which, by the way, I mean, it was already revealed a day before that John Kerry was involved in all this and he'd be sharing, and at 106 he'd be doing this. I mean, you got to listen to VFN Radio. We will make these segments related so that you can catch yourself up if you haven't heard them. You got to hear all this in the context. And he gives this impassioned speech that you're thinking that any day now that the president is going to strike, only to find out the very next day that the president wants to take the vote to Congress, which is fine because, listen, I mean, this is how things are done with the Constitution. You just don't make, you know, your own decision to do something. You bring the Congress involved. It's wisdom. That's okay. That's good. That's if you're for the Constitution, it's a good idea, right?
Right.
But then you look at John Kerry the very next day, and I don't know if you saw this, but his eye looked like he got punched in his eye. I mean, it was like the weirdest thing. Like almost overnight, his eye shrunk. He looked like he was in a boxing match. Mm. I mean, it was horrible. It was horrible. And you have the president now sharing that he did not draw the red line. This is the world that drew the red line. No, Mr. President, you drew the red line. And in fact, we have a video of where you said that this is our red line.
A red line for us is we start seeing a whole bunch of chemical weapons moving around or being utilized.
Did you hear a red line?
I think I heard a line.
Just in case, I don't know if my hearing is correct, but that is President Obama. I want you to listen to this. I want you to listen. This is really important because
a red line for us is we start seeing a whole bunch of chemical weapons moving around or being utilized.
This was before what's happening now. This was a statement before when he was actually encouraging Assad to step down and would not step down as president of Syria. Mm. And you got to understand what's going on there. The United States right now is supporting al-Qaeda and the Muslim Brotherhood, the rebel opposition to Assad. And you understand that they're fighting Assad because Assad's father, mm-hmm. it's estimated, I believe that he killed 30 to 40,000 Muslim Brotherhood, members of the Muslim Brotherhood.
Right.
And so this is a huge conflict of war, and we're supporting the Muslim Brotherhood, who this president supported in Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
And then they revolted, and then what happened? Morsi got elected, and then a year almost to that week, they were celebrating the one-year anniversary of where the Muslim Brotherhood candidate Morsi became the president. The nation went to the streets. I mean, I haven't seen a protest like that. I mean, my goodness, we've seen some protests now, but I have not seen the tons of people that went, the Egyptians that went into the streets, and he was overturned. They got rid of him.
Mm-hmm.
They responded to the Muslim Brotherhood and the Egyptian people who, I mean, no one has even heard from them. They have not come on the screen. They're holding up signs saying that the president supports terrorism. Mm. Now, they support terrorism and that Morsi was their picked person. Now we're involved in Syria supporting, allegedly, the Muslim Brotherhood. And it's like, come on now. And then you say, now, that you didn't draw the red line, that it was the world that drew the red line, but I don't know. This was
on the ground that a red line for us is we start seeing a whole bunch of chemical weapons moving around or being utilized.
Well, let me tell you something. We need to be watchful and we need to be prayerful. Israel lies in the middle of all this. We strike, we are days away, 6 days to be exact, from 9/11. We're 12 months away from Benghazi, which still, we don't have any resolution on Benghazi. And Syria has the largest stockpile of chemical weapons in the Middle East. Listen, this can get into Hezbollah, this can get into the wrong hands, and Israel lies in the middle of all this. Church, it's time for us to be awake, to be vigilant, and to pray. Listen, write your congressman, tell him, listen, don't get us into this. Don't get us into this. But pray for the apple of God's eye, because he who neither slumbers nor sleeps, trust me, he is watching over Israel.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.